By drawing on federal relief aid and state funds, lawmakers are proposing to allocate millions for broadband infrastructure, health care, unemployment, and support for schools that are struggling to adapt in difficult times.
This has been a year of unprecedented unknowns as we respond to the steepest economic decline since the Great Depression and the greatest health crisis in 100 years.
Luke Torian chairs the House Appropriations Committee. He presented a budget that includes about $250 million more in new spending than Governor Northam proposed in August. That's not including an additional $200 million in spending that hinges upon revenue not declining. Senator Janet Howell also released her chamber's proposal.
This package of amendments still prioritizes the people of Virginia, and the recommendations are made with a focus on continuing to equalize that with the need for a structural balance.
The Senate set aside more money than the House, but they've got a higher amount going into fiscal year 2022. But because they didn't allocate that money on the books, it would take action from Governor Northam for the General Assembly to actually spend those funds. Now the chambers have to negotiate their differences, and ultimately the fate of Virginia's budget will likely be decided behind doors in a conference committee. I'm Kat Maudlin Jackson.